on us again next time on Viewpoint. As we
the views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those...
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need reminds of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this first hour, they're going to be the views of our listeners, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And I'd sort of like to talk about what's going on in the Middle East, but if you have something you'd like to talk about on a different subject, we'll be glad to do that. Recently there was a poll, it was one of these telephone polls of maybe 1,000 or 1,200 people, just to find out how the American people feel about various issues. 82% of the American people were polled said the world is becoming more dangerous for the United States and its people, and 48% say it's much more dangerous. 82% of the people believe the world is becoming much more dangerous. And then, of course, 73% say the United States is not doing a good job as a leader in creating a more peaceful and prosperous world. 34% saying it's done a downright poor job. 68% of the people who were polled believe that the rest of the world sees the United States negatively. 34% saying most people throughout the world look upon the United States very negatively. 61% of the people polled said America's safety from terrorism doesn't depend on success in Iraq. And 70% say its troops should leave within the next 12 months. 19% said they had to leave right away. 84% of the people polled, of Americans polled, said that initiating military force only when we have the support of our allies should be important to our foreign policy, and 51% of the people said it was very important. The survey was based on a telephone interview with 1,013 adults between February 23rd and March 4th of this year. Well, how do you feel about those things? And how do you feel about what's going on as far as Congress is concerned? Congress, of course, has voted to appropriate $100 billion for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan during the coming year, but will require that the federal government begin pulling our troops out by next March, a year from now. The president has said that if the legislation comes to him in that form, why, he will veto it. And there won't be any money for our troops over there, and our men are going to die. And it's going to be the Democrats' fault, because our troops are going to die because they cut off funding. Well, but then the Democrats are saying, well, but the president vetoed the bill. We were quite willing to give him another year to try to see if he can straighten things out. But you know, we want some sort of a promise we're going to get out of there. After all, we've been fighting in Afghanistan for 5.5 years. We've been fighting in Iraq for over 4 years, and we'd won the Second World War in 4 years, defeated both Germany and Japan, and a lot of people think that we should have been able to win this war. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on and what you think we really should be doing as far as the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan and And then how do you feel about what's going on in Iran? Certainly there's a lot of saber rattling over there. As you know, there are two aircraft carriers. Actually, there are three aircraft carriers over in the Gulf now. They don't talk about the Boxer Expeditionary Force, but the Boxer Expeditionary Force is there. This is a refurbished aircraft carrier, but certainly the Eisenhower is there, and the John Stennis is there, each one with a 6 or 8 ships right along with it. And then of course, the Nimitz is steaming towards the Persian Gulf at the present time. We're bringing in the Patriot missiles, which obviously are being brought into Iraq, anticipating there'll be missiles sent in from Iran after an attack. We're actually stationing fighter planes in air bases in Turkey in preparation for an attack on Iran. We're putting tanker planes in Turkey so that they can refuel the long-range bombers, which will be coming in to bomb Iran after an attack. And certainly everybody in Iran is waiting for the attack. Are we going to attack Iran? Is this just an effort to scare them? Is this an effort to destabilize the government there? And what are the implications of an attack on Iran? You know, when you start a war, you never know how a war is going to end. Certainly the vast majority of the American people do not want the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. They'd like to get our troops out. Some people want to give the president more time. Some people want to do something right away. And I don't know anybody, well, there are a few people who I've talked to, who feel that we have to attack Iran to protect Israel. Should we attack Iran to protect Israel? Well, let's go to Tom, who's calling us from Wyoming. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Doing fine. Have you called before?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a question. I'm not sure what you're talking about tonight, but this has been bothering me for a while. I'm going to go to some strange places here, and I want you to kind of hang with me.
All right.
Okay, it's going to deal with the occult some. And have you ever heard of Ed Leeds Skalman?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard of Coral Castle?
Nope.
It's a place that he built back in the early part of the 20th century. And these huge structures that he allegedly constructed all by himself and moved. It gets in the realm of the supernatural, things you talk about a lot.
Okay.
And here's the deal. He doesn't really make, or while he was living, he died in 1951, he didn't really make any references to the occult. However, he was a very perceptive man, and he took prodigious notes, and he left us some writings. And in it, he talks about how he discovered the secrets of how the pyramids were put in place.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of implied that he used these same forces, of course, to build this amazing castle out of just rock.
It's
just coral.
Entirely possible, because you can levitate things. Hold on,
right.
Hold just a moment here. Okay, Tom, now what's your point?
This is considered what we call today esoteric knowledge.
Right.
Okay, now, we could say the same thing about the investigations of science down through the ages. What was formerly esoteric is now common knowledge. Where I'm going with this is, what is so wrong with a man investigating natural phenomena, making observations, recording it, and for us to say that he can't do it, and we can't go any further because it's of the occult nature. It's not well known.
Well, first of all, Tom, these are not natural occurrences. These are people who are tapping into the other dimension. And when you begin tapping into the other dimension, why, of course, you're contacting demonic forces, and of course, there can be terrible consequences for your eternal soul by doing it. So I would suggest that even though this knowledge is there and these forces are there, you don't want to do it, and we really don't want to suggest that people should do it. Anything else?
Yes, I do. And so along the line of science, it's like I said, We have things like electricity that we now accept as common knowledge.
Right.
Magnetism. All these were probably in the realm of the occult.
No, not necessarily. These are natural occurring phenomena, and I think there's nothing wrong with studying naturally occurring phenomena. It's when you tap into the supernatural. That is the difference, Tom.
Yeah, and
between natural phenomena and supernatural phenomena.
Right. The point, yeah, I know what you're saying, but the point I'm making is that even our modern-based language systems that are behind the investigations that we call science, how do you know that that is not part of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? This is not what God intended. This is what we're doing right now, communicating, is actually a function of the occult.
Well, of course, that is your opinion, but I think you're just getting a little confused. I believe that we're using radio waves. I don't believe radio waves are occult. I mean, I believe that these are unnatural occurring phenomena. But so I don't really want to confuse the audience. I believe there's a supernatural dimension.
I know what you're saying, Dan.
I believe there's a supernatural dimension, and I think you're getting them all confused. We've got a full board, but thanks so much for calling.
Yeah.
Let's
go
to Jack calling from Michigan. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Dr. Stan. The Middle East, more Bilderberg, New World Order, Satanic Secret Society, genocide, police action planning. And I think, like Alex Jones has said many times over, people in their own communities need to circulate petitions to ban the Patriot Act in their own local communities. And perhaps you remember sometime, I think it was last year about this time, one of the Arizona state legislators stated emphatically, adamantly, that they were planning to withhold federal tax money because he didn't think the federal government would fund the construction of the fence on the border. So I would say that it's equally feasible to withhold federal tax money that's funding this illegitimate, fraudulent genocide police action, which, as I understand it, Congress violated their constitutionally mandated duty in declaring war, and I think every one of those congressmen who failed to read the Patriot Act and then went ahead and voted on it likewise violated their fiduciary duty under their constitution.
All right, fine, sir, but unfortunately what you're doing is confusing, where a state says we're going to withhold money from the federal government to where the individual does, and of course you refuse to pay your taxes, you're going to go to prison. So what we need to do, rather than have you go to prison, is pay your taxes and then spend your time helping us educate the public about what's going on in the Middle East, how none of this really makes sense if you look at it logically, and if you haven't read my February newsletter, where I simply point out that in Afghanistan, where we've been fighting for 5.5 years, our boys are fighting the Taliban, who are funded and trained by the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, that is funded by the Pakistani government, that is funded with your tax dollars. So it's like Vietnam all over again.
Sure.
We have to get people to begin to think and question, you know, why Vietnam?
Yep.
Why were we funding the Soviets, who were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys, and then carry it forward to Afghanistan?
Yep.
Jack, our job is to get people to think, not to try withholding funds from the
country. No, what I meant by that, Dr. Stan, was that in that context, it was an Arizona state legislator who was actually proposing that because he feared the federal government would not fulfill their obligation to secure the borders in this time of terror. And that's all he was suggesting.
Right.
Just like here in the state of Michigan, they're getting finally to the issue of repealing the prohibition on prosecuting the infamous pharmaceutical drug establishment for putting their toxic synthetic chemicals on the market without any long-term safety studies.
And I think that would be a very legitimate function of your state government, and I would hope that they'd proceed with it.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you, Dr.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our major job is to educate the American people and to get them to think. This is one of the big problems today is most people just don't think. So we need to ask them questions. We need to provide them with rational explanations for what's going on. We must be able to document what we say, and we have to utilize the exciting means we have of communication that we never had before, and that is the Internet and shortwave, which gives us the opportunity to talk to people all across the country. We need to get them away from their television sets. We need them to begin reading books and watching legitimate DVDs. And I will tell you that some of the DVDs that are up on the Internet are loose change. Of course, a lot of our DVDs are up there. But, I mean, I saw one the other day with Rosie O'Donnell on the My View program. And she's been very, very seriously criticized for what she said. And I don't like Rosie O'Donnell. But I will tell you what Rosie said about 911. What Rosie said about what's going on over in the Middle East, and it was absolutely correct. And I think that we need to praise her when she does the wrong thing and criticize when she doesn't. But there are a lot of exciting things happening, and more people are waking up. And when somebody as far to the left as Rosie O'Donnell can begin to think, I think there's hope for everybody. So again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Bart calling from Carmel. Hi, Bart. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's very interesting about the Rosie O'Donnell scenario.
Now they're calling her Tokyo Rosie.
Yeah, right. sort of plays into the comment. I have something I've been thinking about lately regarding the Iran situation. This is a very ominous scenario. I have believed, along with many other now analysts, that the globalist New World Order have sort of held that war in reserve as an ace up their sleeve to use if they felt it was necessary to advance the globalist agenda. And a while back, I had thought that they would probably hold off on it. But more and more, I'm thinking that they may have to have this war. If you think the way the Illuminist globalists think and look at it from their point of view, they may have to have it, and I believe it's for two reasons. And the first reason I believe they may have to have this war is to due to the accelerated pace in the deterioration of the economy, which is picking up pace fairly rapidly, and nothing takes people's minds off a deteriorating economy like a world war. And the second reason I believe they might need to have it is the accelerating pace of the public awakening to the fraudulent nature of the entire scenario, the lies around 911, the lies around the Iraq war, the corrupt nature of this regime, the on and on, you know. And those are the two reasons that I am theorizing, and it's just a theory, I hope I'm wrong, that they may feel they may have to have that war. And, you know, again, I hope I'm wrong, but I think they may have held it as an ace up their sleeve to play when they needed to play it. And you know how they string things along and set up scenarios and then hold it there.
I think your points are very well made, Bart, and I would agree with both of your concepts. One, that the deteriorating financial situation. Two, the increasing awareness on the part of the American people, not only to happening with 911, but to the absurdity of everything that's going on today because it doesn't make sense. But I think there are other reasons. I believe that this war has been planned for a very long period of time. And I believe that there is a cosmic timeline, and I believe that this is they're taking it step by step by step.
Absolutely.
If you go back, if you don't take my newsletter, why, you'll be getting, you can get it on the Internet in a few days. The February newsletter goes into the master plan. laid out, of course, by Alice Bailey in the books that were channeled to her by her demonic spirit named Joachim. And there, of course, they talk about how, you know, how Judaism is certainly an outmoded religion, how the Muslims are waiting for the return of the Imam Mahdi, and, of course, how the Christians are totally decadent. And what you want to do is get them all fighting one another in this great final confrontation. And out of the destruction of these three major religions will come the new world religion. And, of course, with that, the coming of the New World Order. We'll be back in just a moment. And under any circumstances, Bart, if you don't take it, or if you want a free copy, you can call our 800 number, or it will be posted on the Internet.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-07.